สวัสดีครับ So the topic assigned to me is opportunities and challenges facing small-scale aquaculture farmers in Asia. So basically, my presentation will cover more or less three aspects. So one is I want to again to emphasize a little bit about contribution of small aquaculture farmers to food and nutritional security and rural livelihood in Asia, particularly in this region, and try to again to see real what is real opportunity for the small aquaculture farmers in nowadays circumstances, and finally to identify again some challenges facing the small scale aquaculture farmers. So here I just want to again to try to define a little bit when we talk about small scale aquaculture farmers what we are actually talking about. So there are different kind of definitions for the small scale aquaculture farmers or small scale farmers. So for me, I basically I believe that the following criteria are very important. So if for us to define a farmer, whether it is a small scale or large scale. So first, the farmers are usually they're farmer or family owned or leased. It's basically we talk about a tenureship. And it's usually more or less family operated and managed. So it's family business. And this kind of operation, so usually depend on the family labels or limited high external labels, but very limited. Usually there's no commercial investment. If you talk of the marketing, so the farmers, they don't really have regular individual marketing channels. So that means that their marketing are more or less, it's not like this big commercial scale. They have their fixed or regular marketing channel facility. And of course, the size of operation is rather limited usually. So now I'd like to just to reiterate a little bit about importance and contribution of small-scale aquaculture farmers, especially in this region. So traditionally, small-scale farmers are subsistence production mainly to meet the household or local food consumption, but this is now not the case. So now in many, many countries, especially the aquaculture, not only just aquaculture, but also other agricultural farmers, there has already become a major source of food products for the people. So that's a very, very big difference. And if you talk about this region, so small-scale aquaculture farmers is the backbone of aquaculture industry. If not in other continents, let's say Europe, South America is a little bit different. So it is estimated some like 80% of 12 million farmers in Asia are small scale. But for me, probably that's a conservative estimation. So probably have even more than the 80%. So if you talk about the contribution to the fish consumption in this region, currently aquaculture provide by some 56%. Of the fish production for direct human consumption in this region. So the world average now is close to 50%. So from this we can see, and in this region, basically the aquaculture are small scale, so their contribution to the food security, nutritional security is very, very important. This graph, just to more visually indicate how big is the contribution of small-scale aquaculture or aquaculture sector in this region. So this is the latest FAO released aquaculture statistic data. So we can see from here, currently, Asia region are producing some 66 million metric tons of aquatic products from aquaculture. That include aquatic plants. So this production contribute some more than 91% of the global aquaculture production. So that is the latest figure. So then if you compare the other regions, we can see. So the global aquaculture industry is still dominated, really dominated by the Asian region. Yes. So in addition to the contribution to the food and nutritional security in the region, so the small-scale aquaculture also is a very, very important source of job opportunity in the world, and particularly in this region. So currently, according to the FAO recent study, so the global aquaculture sector provides some 30 million jobs globally. And in considering in this region, the farmers are more small scale than the other regions. So we believe if in proportion, so the job opportunity provided in this region is even much more. So small scale aquaculture has become a major livelihood or income source through the commercial operation. And therefore, by many governments of the country and the region, the promote small-scale aquaculture development has become an important approach or strategy to address the poverty alleviation in the rural area. So in addition to the general provision of job opportunity, another important role of small-scale aquaculture is the empower of women, because they provide more or less equally job opportunity to women in aquaculture, small-scale aquaculture operation. This diagram just show you what is really in terms of income generation or livelihood opportunity. So that is the total output value of the global aquaculture industry. So from here, we can say it's aquaculture is a very huge industry. So from this region, currently the output value from aquaculture is nearly $90 billion. So that contribute about 80% of the world total, global total output value. So that is the figure of 2009. So when we talk about the opportunity and the challenge of small-scale aquaculture farmers in the region, we have to recognize these small-scale aquaculture farmers are in a process of changing. So that basically, we can say this kind of change happened in the two directions. Or one is the internal operational change. So that's basically the farmers are based change from the subsistence production to the commercial production, and to pursue better production efficiency. So then that's indicated by the scale up production and intensification in the production, and also the endeavor to improve the economic returns. So they're more income oriented than just the food supply oriented. Then the other kind of change is happening to the external of the farm operation. So that includes the strengthened governance in the resource allocation and environmental integrity standard. And also there's a increasingly stringent standard for food safety and the food quality. And there is a significant expansion in the market. So the market of small-scale farmers has been changed from traditionally nearby local market to the national or even international market. So these are the change from at the different dimensions of the small-scale farms. So now let's look at what are the real opportunities for the small-scale farmers. So basically, the most important in the future, there's increasing demand for fish products. So that is resulted from a number of factors. So which include, number one, is increasing world population. So just to maintain the current fish consumption level, we need a lot more fish products in the future, like some 30 million metric tons of fish products in the next 20 or 30 years' time. So that is one important opportunity. And secondly, the people's diet habit are changing. And more people, they consider fish are healthy food. There are people eating more fish. So that is another kind of a drive for the increasing demand. And on the other hand, we have to recognize, though we are trying very hard in manage our capture fisheries, but basically the production is stagnant. So we cannot foresee any increase, further increment in the capture fisheries production. So that means all those increased demand of fish products has to be met by the aquaculture production. And we also see an increasing global trade of fish products that is happening in a different directions. Give you one example, like China used to be mainly the exporter of aquatic products, but currently it also import a lot of aquatic products from Thailand. I was told, I think this year, last year, China imported a lot of white shrimp from Thailand. And not even mentioning the other, the Western countries are, I mean, gradually, and this kind of trade is increasing. So that is another big opportunity. So another change is the many consumers now, they're developing a different kind of requirement for different kind of aquatic products. So it created a lot of niche market, probably not very significant in total quantity, but can be a very good opportunity for a certain specific location or a specific kind of a farming system. So that is one important factor. And another opportunity for the small-scale farmers is the availability or access to new aquaculture technology. So in the past two or three decades, there are many, many new technology has been developed and gradually perfected and which are ready to be taken up by the small-scale aquaculture farmers to improve their production efficiency. And another important opportunity is the availability of quality aquaculture inputs, so that include the seed, quality seed, feed, equipment, and other inputs are now more easily accessible by the small-scale aquaculture farmers. So regarding the other opportunity for the small-scale aquaculture farmers, we can say there are some really good changes for the small-scale farmers. So number one is the increasing government policy support to small-scale aquaculture. So for the mainly for the following objectives. So the many countries has already developed a strategy policy to support small scale aquaculture to for the poverty alleviation, for important this for the food security and nutritional security, for efficient utilization of natural resources, and for alternative livelihood to the displaced the fisheries, fishers, and also to reduce the pressure on the fisheries. And we can also see there is a significant improvement in the public infrastructure. This is also a very, very important opportunity. So the small-scale farmers now have much more convenient and efficient transport, power supply, and local marketing facility. And there's also general improvement in the public services that include the technical extension, the internet-based information service, and also market facilitation. So all these kind of factors are actually improve the condition and of the small-scale aquaculture farmers to for more effective production and economic benefits. So the opportunity are there, but for the small-scale farmers, how to really to make this opportunity, they're still facing a lot of challenge. And mainly, I identify the following major challenge. Number one is the farmers, they have to make change in their cultural system, in their practices, and also even the species. So that means, generally, they have to intensify their production for the high efficiency and economic viability. So in the nowadays, the farmers, they cannot really still doing that very extensive, produce a very little production, because in that way, they won't be able to survive. So that is one big challenge they have to change. And also because of the market change, the preference of the consumers are changing. So they have to change to diversify the species, the culture, so many farms have to start the culture of some new species, new varieties. And all these are required new technology and new management practices. So these are big challenge to the small-scale farmers. And secondly, In the process of this intensification and commercial operation, the farmers become more dependent on external input supply. So that includes like quality seed, the quality feed, and other production inputs. In the previous, the very subsistence level, the farmers had no need to bother where to buy the seed or buy the feed or whatever. So they use more or less the easily available input, but now they have to depend on the really external things. Yeah. So just now the challenge I mentioned is mainly at the farm operational level, but the farmers are also facing other challenges outside the farm, so which include the number one, the farmers that need to comply with increasingly stringent governance and food safety, quality, and environmental standards. So that's a big challenge. So direct result will be economic burden. So that means the farmers have to spend much more to improve their management, improve their technology. That is one economic impact. And secondly, in this process, the farmers need to master more complicated technology and management skills. So these for individual small-scale farmers are rather difficult. It's not very easy for them to cope with. And another very, very important challenge is the small-scale farmers become more dependent on the external market, and they become sometimes even more vulnerable to the market-related change or risk. So number one, because the market chain for the small-scale farmers get much longer from the nearby local market to even now to the international, very distant international market. So the process become very complicated. So the farmers, they cannot see, they don't have really much real contact with the final market. So any change in this market create uncertainty. So that is a very big challenge. And of course, there's another, the risk of the farm, small-scale farmers getting much more, and the impact is very severe to the small-scale farmers. If there's anything happen in the market, in the marketing, for instance, for the small-scale farmers, traditionally, the subsistence level, like some very big, like a global economic crisis, has very little impact to them. But now, as they're already getting to the international market, so adding this kind of economic crisis in other country or in other region will affect even a small farmer in Thailand in some remote village. That's one important thing. And another, because the small-scale farmers, they entered a very big market, so any other farmers wrongdoing, like a food safety problem, if some farmers, they could not really complying to the safety standard, there are some like incidents of safety incidents, then those other farmers will get impacted also. That's a very typically case in China now, because some incidents cause the really large number of farmers, they're actually impacted because their products just simply cannot be distinguished from the others. So that's another very big problem. So then, again, because of this elongated market chain, because of the remoteness of the market, so the actual market for small-scale farmers become more volatile, and there are more influencing factors and more difficult to predict. So that is a really, really big challenge.
Kevin, he's asking about the small-scale farmer, about effluent from the pond. Sometimes the small-scale, they have only limited of land. The effluent could not be treated.
Yeah, that's a problem because the small-scale farmers basically have very limited resources, land or water body. Mm. So if you have they have difficulty to really meet the environmental standard. Like they won't be able to have a water treatment tank or individually, or these are basically involved. And my final slide. So the farmers can also face other challenge. They can be even more economically vulnerable when they are facing or stricken by the increasing natural disasters and climate change impacts. When they are very in the subsistence level, it's basically a low input and a low output. So even they failed, the impact is not that significant. But once they got scaled up, intensified, once they fail their crop, then the consequence is very severe, because they might have the bank loans, all this that they cannot pay back, then that's really a big problem. So then there's another challenge. We are basically, in many countries, there is a problem of shortage of quality laborers in the small-scale farms. So basically, I believe Thailand probably is similar. Like in China, it's very typical. You see more or less are very old people that work in the farms, 50, 60, or even 70. So, and you basically gradually lose those young family members because of out immigration of young people to the city for the better job and easy job. And also, the cost of hard labor is increasing, so this is another constraint. Then, because development of aquaculture sector is basically in the general economic concept, so there's also increasing conflict with other resource users. So basically for land, for water, then you will clearly see some kind of a shift. Gradually, the small-scale farmers are actually expelled out further from the urban areas. That is the case in China. And so if we cannot effectively address all these challenges, then the small-scale farmers may lose their competitiveness and also their comparative advantage. So that is basically... that's why we have to take all kind of approach measures to support small-scale farmers. So this group certifications is just one of these approach to support small-scale farmers. So that is all my presentation, and thank you very much, Kopamakra.